Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Dr. Truth is on the air, and I would desire always to welcome you to Doctrine of Truth. Our desire is to bring the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners that calls in share a biblical experience so we all can grow thereby. Amen. The subject on this discussion at this broadcast at this time is, what is 666 meaning today? What is 666 meaning today? Father, we thank you right now, O God. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Father, we thank you for all of the listeners, wherever they might be at this time, at this moment. O Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance, bind Satan's hand, O God, in electronic ways, in their home, on their job, in their health, in their financial communities. O Lord, wherever they are being found, the listeners today, O God, stretch your hand of deliverance, because we agree right now as we come together looking for your truth, looking for your answer, O God, for the rhema word for today. Give us this day our daily bread. And we give you the thanks and we give you joy as always. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome as well. Amen. You or you, wherever you might be. Amen. Those of you calling in for the first time, amen, on Doctrine of Truth, we always give out, amen, the area code and last four digits of your cell phone number or telephone number, that you can be anonymous wherever you are and you can feel free to call in and as well as listening. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, amen. And also, those that are calling in on the computer and listening, you can call in your cell phone, 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can ask your friends or relatives, have them to call in and listen to, amen, a program that we always try to discuss matters in love. Amen. And we're not here to fight anyone or disturb anyone. Amen. We're all coming together by electronic means. Proverbs says in 27:17, "For iron sharpeneth iron, amen, that a friend sharpeneth his countenance of his friend." Proverbs 27:17 says, "Iron sharpeneth iron." Amen. We're here to help, amen, increase your studies and your understanding. Amen. It might be something that you have heard, and through the testimonies of many of you, and maybe a scripture, you understand, it might click on something, might click to give you insight on something. Amen. Proverbs said in 24:6 that the multitude of counselors, their safety, and the multitude of counselors, their safety. Amen. Even Jesus said in the book of Matthew 18, amen, where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. Amen. So when two or three begin to say things and agree on it, amen, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, know it's true and come together. Amen. Those of you that feel that you're the only one going through something that, amen, nobody else is going through, amen, Proverbs 24:16 says, "For a just man falleth seven times and rises up again, but the wise shall fall, the wicked shall fall in his mischief." Amen. So it's a problem. Sometimes the enemy deceive you and say, oh, of course you messed up, or you had a problem in a situation you can't recover, and God doesn't agree with that. No, they're because of the multitude of people and circumstances and conditions that we living today in this world and this time, amen, you'll find yourself, amen, falling to the side, not discouraged, not toned down, but this your achievement, amen, have been slowed down or hindered, amen, and because of the fact that we in the world, amen, doing a lot of satanic attacks, and the enemy is stretching out, trying to hinder the saints, amen, and sometimes slow up progress, but we don't give up. We don't give up. And that's what leads us into, amen, the 666, very familiar all over the world, amen, and everyone is looking and listening for the Antichrist, amen. And you'll find, amen, many today have made predictions concerning, amen, the Antichrist. And we'll know there's so much prediction, so much conversation concerning, and we want to go behind the closed doors, and we want to look at a situation, amen, to see what is in the mind. Those of us that many of you, amen, know your enemy. If not, you should know how your enemy work. Amen. The fallen angel, he works against all human beings, all God's people. Amen. There's no such thing one person, amen, is exempt. Amen. Everybody that's on this earth, amen, the enemy fights against you. Amen. He fights against you. Amen. And we're looking now, and we're going to begin with the book of 1 John here for a moment. And we'll always like to bring up some type of scriptures because we're using not only the King James Bible, but we also have the American Standard. We have the Amplified Bible. We have the Good News Bible and the New International Bible. And we always hear it stress the fact that know what type of translation you're reading, and because the Bibles and your word is what you live off of. This is God's people live off the written word, to pray to get the rhema word, get the desired letter, amen. But we live by the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. He interpret and tell us what to do during a certain day at a certain time. Amen. So it's very important, amen, saints of God, amen, the word of God is what you live off of, amen. Day by day you read it, amen, you get your nourishment, spiritual nourishment, you can say your daily bread, spiritual bread, from the word of God, amen. And you just not pick up a Bible, amen, because there are so many different translations out there today. So many different translations out there, amen, to throw you, amen, with false information, to take your faith from you, amen. So what we are now, we're looking at 1 John, the 4th chapter, amen, 1 John, the 4th chapter. And as we begin to go through, we'll be picking up other scriptures. And I'm quite sure many other saints, anyone that called in will have a remark or comment concerning what they have read. Amen. We're gonna read from the 1 John, the Apostle John, the 1 John, the 4th chapter. And we're going to read a couple of verses. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already in the world. Amen. The spirit, the fourth verse, 1 John, the fourth chapter, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. We'll stop there. Amen. And we go on. Let's read a little bit further. They are of the world, therefore they speak, they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know ye the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Amen. We're talking about the spirit of truth. We're talking about the spirit of truth. Amen. So first thing we want to make a step here. Amen. To know our enemy. Number one, we want to know who the enemy is. We want to know what he is about. Can we get the mind of the enemy? Amen. Which is Satan, Lucifer, the son of the morning, the fallen angel. Amen. And he has, amen. In the book of Genesis, like we say, the Bible is itself is our final authority. Christians, amen. We eat and live and research the Bible. We are dynamic. If you're a Christian, you're always researching the Bible. You're always researching. You're always looking. You're always praying and asking God for direction. Amen. Amen. Even though you might feel that you understand a situation, but you always want God to help you, amen, make a step, because we know we come to understanding that our movement and our direction can be hindered by, amen, a fallen spirit. Amen. The fallen spirit, and he's against Christ. Those that professing that they know Jesus, they know, they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They accepted Jesus by knowledge, because the gospel, that's why the gospel is being preached and teach, that people can accept God through knowledge. Amen. Amen. Nobody that's I say, well, I love God, and I'm afraid of God, and I'm so afraid, so that's why I accepted God. No, you didn't hear the gospel. The gospel is good news. You're not fearful. God is not fearful, fearing you to accept him. He wants you to know he loves you, and he wants you to accept him because of the love and the sacrificing of his son did for you. Amen, to put you into Calvary, to bring you into a heaven, give you another life, a place to live forever. Amen. So if a person fears someone, amen, if someone come along and say, well, I love you, you don't have to fear that person. Amen. No, no, no. God wants you to know he loves you. John 3:16, let you know God loves you. Amen. And during the resurrection days, and the world called it Passover, the Easter, amen, where Jesus died for your sins. And it's a legal thing, spiritual thing. It's a legal thing why you accepted him, because you realize, amen, through knowledge, through reading your Bible and praying and accepting God, you find out that there's a real spiritual world that fight against you. Amen, hinders you, slow you down. Amen, give you bad information. Paul said in Ephesians 6:11-12, say we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. Once you become aware, amen, that people do things and say things because of the fact they find out that you love God and that you try to do right by everybody, and they try to hinder you. You might not know that. You might not believe that. You might not think that, but through the process of studying and fellowshipping with God, you realize God loves you, he's for you, he's not against you, amen. He's trying to bless you and help you. Oh, that's what the false prophets, amen, come in and advance themselves and take away from the baby saints, take their insight and their income and their faith that have to fall after them, give them their money, give them their time, amen. And then when they come to themselves and realize that these people are false, they're not, they always want money, they always want your time, amen, and they always want you to believe in them. And when it comes down to reading the Bible and accepting Jesus and discuss them to them about, you know, I believe the Bible, and then they get offended, they get upset, amen, so quickly, then you realize, amen, they're not for you, they're about themselves. When someone get offended and get a position that, oh, you don't believe me, you don't want to follow me, I can't say nothing to you because you're all upset. When people get offended with that type of spirit, you know they're not of Christ, because God is love. And the Bible said, amen, if you reprove a wise man, he'd be glad. You make him wiser. Amen. But if you rebuke or try to improve a fool, he'll get mad. He'll get upset. Amen. So where is this coming from, Bishop? In the book of Proverbs. Proverbs will give you about a man life daily. You read Proverbs. Amen. All right. Here we are. We want to look at the enemy. We want to look at his nature, his makeup, and what he does. Then we're going to go into 666, and you can see why. When he was in the book of Genesis, amen, we find here the serpent in the third chapter of Genesis. We're going to read a portion of this. Amen. The serpent was more subtle than any beast in the field which the Lord God made. And he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden. Now, there are so many different languages, but the devil can speak a lot of languages. He can speak Spanish, French, any language you think of, he can speak it. Now, what had happened here? The enemy hid himself. And he used an image. He used an image that was familiar to Adam and Eve. The serpent was known in the garden. He was known in the garden. So the devil used him. He used him. He used his body, and he came. And and when he began to speak to Eve, amen, it wasn't the image didn't throw her off. Neither the language. I guess she was so inquisitive about, oh, this, he can speak, he can talk my language. And that was common to Eve. So the enemy hides himself. Amen. He doesn't want to be seen. He doesn't want to be heard to the extent that throw you off and make you question. Amen. When any time you begin involved in something, amen, business, social life, amen, whatever, family life, and something does not sit well with you, it kind of throws your spirit off a little bit. You're not sure about it. Amen. And you're a Christian. The Holy Spirit began to show you something wrong with this. You should take another look behind the doors. In other words, do a little more research on this person, place, or thing. So the devil, amen, he was common. So here we are. The enemy used common things. The serpent is a known image that the devil used all over the world. He used a serpent. Amen. People should not pet serpent or like it or whatever, because Christian knows it's an image of the devil. Amen. And Eve, amen, after she had went to her husband and showed her husband and talked with him, and he ate of the tree. Amen. And the devil, he came after her saying, well, you know, God is trying to hide something from you. Amen. The man of God, the church, is trying to hide something from you. You could know just like what he knows. You don't have to go to him. Amen. You just like he is. Amen. But that's not God's protocol. That's not God's protocol. God set it up, and there was a reason why God set it up. Amen. So the enemy, amen, he hides himself. Number one, we should be aware that the devil hides himself. He doesn't want to be seen. He doesn't want to be known. Amen. So when we start dealing with the Antichrist in today's time, we have to find out and be prayerful and looking where the Spirit, 1 John 4 and 4 said, amen, amen, 4 and amen. 1 John said the Spirit of the Antichrist is already in the world. The Spirit is already in the world. Now, what is he using? What is he using to deceive you, the world, and the church? That's what we have to look at. And that is one of the steps, amen, to see where he is today and see what is happening, not only today, but can you pick up his spirit? Can you find out where it's happening? Amen. It's happening. Paul has said, amen, concerning in 2 Corinthians 11 chapter, Paul was talking about how the enemy had he had hidden himself and how he has conformed himself. Amen. And using himself, he come into the church, not only in God's temple, amen, but he kind of works around things that are common. Amen. Common. Look at 2 Corinthians 11 chapter and the 14th verse. 2 Corinthians 11 chapter and 14. Now, and no marvel, for Satan himself has transformed into the angel of light. Amen. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Amen. So we have to be very careful. You have to be once you come in Christ, and as babes, we willing to hear. And, of course, children, amen, they'll follow anybody. And they say they love them, how you doing, give them something. Amen. They'd be glad a pat on the back. But you know, it's always a thing that you have to watch children who they associate with. Amen. Youth, even up today, the adults. Amen. We let our guard down when we go into church. Amen. We don't know what they're preaching, who's teaching, what their doctrine is. Amen. You just know you want to go in and have a good time in Christ. Amen. But you don't go into the grocery store to have a good time. You go in and looking for food. You don't pull up to the gas station to have a good time. You pull into the grocery store because you're looking to gas up your car. Amen. When you go to fellowship with other saints, you're looking to fill up your spiritual man, amen, of good, amen, solid food, spiritual food, righteous food, amen. And you have the Holy Spirit will let you know, amen, what is wrong and what is right when you start eating of the food spiritually. So number one, the Antichrist, he hid himself in the garden. They use a serpent, but he hid himself among spiritual things. Amen. There are so many different churches, so many different movements out there. Amen. And Jesus said, be not deceived. There be many and many false teachers and false preachers. Amen. They're rising up and popping up. Amen. They just hiding them. The devil is using them, and he's been using God's house, amen, and using ministries, amen. That's how the devil hides himself today in time. He's hiding himself, amen, among the word, amen. He's challenging, amen. He always challenging the head, always challenging you. If you think you know the Bible, if you got some knowledge. And Hosea said, many God's people are being destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Amen. You have to read and study. Read and study. It's not easy. Amen. Being prayerful and knowing the material. And it's good to be challenged. It's good to have, amen, somebody can ask you a question, amen, a different way. Someone can ask you material, and you say that you have it, amen. And when the enemy rise up, amen. And because of the fact You want an easy way out on material, easy way out through the books, the television, the radio. Amen. The enemy hides himself. So this is where we are today. This is where we are today. Amen. Ecclesiastes says in 12:12, amen. Furthermore, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there's no end. And much study is weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. All right, we're just touching bases here a little bit. Amen. We're talking about today and time. Amen. Where's the enemy? Where is he doing? Where is he coming from? Amen. Can you see him spiritually? Amen. He don't want you to see him physically. He don't want you to see him physically. No, no. He don't. If he does that, he's gonna change up. Amen. He wants to surprise you. Amen. That's what Paul was saying. Amen. Subtlety, quick. Amen. Crafty. Amen. Then when you know, unless you have the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Spirit of God, or surround yourself with positive people that's for you. Amen. That's why we made him in the book of Proverbs, saying, amen, that a righteous man can fall seven times. Amen. The devil tell you, oh, you messed up. God, you're not saved, and God not want you according to God's word. Proverbs 27:24-16 say, for a righteous man falleth seven times, but he rise up again. Amen. You people can put stumbling blocks in your way. The enemy plan against you. They try to stop you in all different areas, try to get you frustrated, get you upset. Amen. But Proverbs 24:6, to the multitude of counselors, there's safety. So we come together, we talk it out. Amen. And say, brush yourself off, brother. And come on, shake yourself off. Amen. Come on, let's get back into the life. Let's get back into the fight. Amen. Let's get back into the situation. And you begin to realize it's not you. It's not you. You're doing everything you can. Amen. And you find out the enemy got a foothold somewhere in your life, or you find out that, amen. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus' staff. Look at Jesus' staff. Amen. The people that was around Jesus. Amen. Amen. Look at Thomas doubting him all the time. Amen. Peter was impulsive and challenging. Amen. And Jesus had to rebuke him 3 or 4 times. Amen. Look at his staff. Look at his staff of men. And Jesus knew Judas was lying. He knew Judas was a thief. But that did not move him. Did not move him. Paul, listen to what Paul had went through. Amen. Paul himself, amen, went through a lot of things, suffering. He went through a lot of suffering. Then we're going to go to the studio. We're going to open it up. But we want to look in the book of 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Amen. And the Apostle Paul, amen, 11th chapter, 2 Corinthians. And read a portion of what he has written. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 11, chapter, Paul said, they, ministers of Christ, speak of fools, I am more, labor more abundantly, stripes above measure, in prison more frequently, in death of the Jews, 5 times received 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I was suffered shipwreck, and night and day I've been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils of the heathen, in perils of the city, in perils of the wilderness, in perils of the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger, in thirst, in fasting often, in cold, and in nakedness, besides those things that are without, and which cometh upon me daily, the cares of all the church. Amen. Paul, you can go through things, and Jesus did not abandon him. Amen. He did not abandon him. He did not, amen, throw him to the side because his car broke down. Amen. They laid him off. Amen. Somebody hacked his bank account. Somebody stole his watch. He lost his wallet. Amen. He went back home. Somebody broke in his house. Amen. Somebody killed his dog or neighbor, throwing bottles in the yard. Amen. God did not abandon him. God did not abandon him. Amen. That let you know you still love Jesus, waving hands, still going to ministry, still going to church. Amen. That let you know you still saved. You still sanctified. Amen. These things are common among men and women of God. Life. Living life. Amen. But the enemy, he comes, he hides among those things and say that, oh, and he throw out snares. He throw out there's dots, spiritual dots. Oh, God don't love you. That's a spiritual dot. Oh, they against you. That's a jealousy. That's a spiritual dot. Amen. Oh, you need to worry about this. That's a spiritual dot. Amen. Those little dots he throw out and it hinders you. Amen. Make you feel, amen, that God is not there. He's there. He say, I'll be with you always. So the devil is out there. He's hiding. We want to pick up some of the things that where you might be hiding tonight, today. Oh, it might be something we have not been said, and we all watch and pray. The Bible says watch and pray. And that's what we're here about on Blog Talk. I mean, Doctrine of Truth. We're going to go to the studio now and open up the lines. We thank God for you and you. Amen. Those of you is in for the first time, you can dial 1-855-236, amen, 2252, or 1-347-215-8816. And when you do call in, just press 1 on your phone, amen, and our operator will put you in, and we'll just give out your area code and the last 4 digits. We will not ask for your name. You can give your name if you desire, but there's so many people are listening and looking, amen, you can. If you don't want to be known, that's fine. Amen. Because we're here to help one another. We're not here to criticize or find fault. We're here to encourage you. Amen. You might be going through something and the enemy has been hiding spiritually and you don't know. And you think it's somebody else. You think it's this, you think it's that. Amen. But we're finding out, amen, knowing how the devil works. Number one, he hides himself. He hides. He hides. It's a spiritual world that we're fighting against. Doesn't matter who they are. The only advantage that you have is because you're a Christian. Amen. That you're a child of God. You have the advantage over him. You have the power over him. Amen. And that's why we pray and we read. Amen. To keep the advantage. Keep the knowledge. Amen. Because of lack of knowledge, amen, he come time and get the advantage of us. And that's why we come together and pray and fellowship together, amen, that the Holy Spirit can let us know, amen, that you still have power through God. All right, you can go to your phones now. You can press 1, amen, on your phone, and our technician will put you in if you have something to say pertaining to this subject, amen. Where do you feel that 666 is working today? Where you see that the enemy is working, amen, your neighborhood, your job, in the world, we can all can come together and discuss this and share one to another. Or you might have something pertaining close to that message, amen, but we don't like to give out personal information, amen, because these subjects are being reviewed again. You can go to Blog Talk Radio Doctrine of Truth. Amen. And look under the Doctrine of Truth, and you can hear all these subjects for the last 2 years. Amen. Any time of the day, any time of the night. Amen. On your computers. Amen. You can listen to them. Even now, you can put your phone on speaker and you can listen to it, and you can call your neighbors and friends. Amen. You want to encourage someone. Amen. To know them that God has not forsaken them. God has not turned his back on anyone. Flood, hurricane, storm, fires. Amen. He has not turned his back on his people. Amen. All right, we are in the studio. Amen. And we thank God for you and you that is called in. We thank God for you. Amen. Those are calling in for the first time. Amen. All you have to do is press 1 if you want to say something pertaining to this subject. Amen. We're talking about Antichrist. Amen. The spirit of Antichrist. Amen. The spirit of Antichrist. Apostle John said in 1 John, the 4th chapter, and he said, try the spirits and see whether they are of God. He's talking about how the enemy can use people. Sometimes they're not aware. Amen. Adam and Eve did not, she was not aware that the enemy was trying to trap her whole family. The enemy was trying to destroy her whole family. And in turn, it affected the whole world. All right, here we go. 954, area code 4427.
Good evening, Bishop. I want to speak blessing first to this venue, to the broadcast, because it is great always to have a venue, an avenue where the believers can come together and we can grow in our spiritual walk by sharing conversation, like you say, the iron strengthens iron. One of the things that I look at when you're speaking tonight and you talk about how the enemy was able to speak to Eve and communicate with her. You know, one of the things that the Word of God said, we have to know our adversary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the natural world, people, they're all kind of titles. You know, I don't care what walk of life you may be in, be it sports or military or government or politicians. Everybody has titles, and these titles tell you the experience that the person have in a particular area. And I think a lot of time as believers, we overlook the fact that Satan was crowned the prince of the airways. Now, we take a moment and think about what that really means. Is he been blessed as prince of the airways? That means all forms of communication, he has authority when it comes to communication. Now, it said that when he challenged Jesus only repeated what the Word said. He only repeated what the Lord said. In other words, he didn't try to get into conversation and use his own intellect to hold conversation with the enemy. He said what the Word said. He repeated what the Word said. He said, thus what the Word said. Now, we as individuals, we have to look at something. If Jesus, our Savior, did not try to get into communication with the enemy with his own intellect, he said what the Word says, then who are we? And we have to always keep that in mind. Now, we have the Word of God. We have it in many different forms. I mean, we get it in daily devotion. We have our Word. We have our sword, our Bible. But we have to remember, if our Savior didn't try to communicate with the enemy on his own, then who are we? So we have to keep the Word before us, and the Word of God tells us, keep the Word before us, meditate on the Word, study the Word. You know, it's not enough that you go in once a week and listen to the Word being preached to you. You need to take notes, take that Word home, and all week long, dissect that Word, study that Word, see if it line up with the Word of God. You have to keep your Bible open. Read and meditate so that you can use the Word of God, because only the Word of God has power. None of the carnal-minded communication that you may know of has any effect when you're dealing with the enemy. Only the Word of God has power when you're communicating with the enemy. So that's all I wanted to bring in.
All right. As always, God bless you. It's a good platform here. And amen, to know your enemy, we should know how. Amen. If he come up, amen, if you know him, if you know that's him, sometimes we used to have statements and comments earlier, amen, in the ministry. People say, well, you know, the devil told me this, the devil told me that. Amen. We don't want that. No, you don't want that. Amen. Use the word of God against him. All right. God bless you as always. Amen. Any more comments? And we thank God for us. Amen. We're moving on here. Amen. To, I think we had another caller. Got the same call. Okay. All right. All right. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. Those that are clicking on for the first time, just push one on your phone. Amen. We're glad to hear your comment. Amen. And what you have to say is very important, because you never know what's going to help someone. And that's what we're here for. All right, we had an area code 305, last four digits, 4271. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor.
Okay. We thank God for the program tonight. Thank God for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I listened to Brother Hester there, and you know he owned us something there. it's a volume below what he's explaining, because the Lord had been showing me and saying some things that I could hardly characterize. You know, I'm looking at this thing and I know it's right. So it's a thing you got to constantly check yourself. Like he said, check yourself and see that you be in the faith, you know. Brother Hester, to me, hit it right on the head. There is no power other than the power that God gives us. You interpret this scripture, you see what I'm saying? That's a part of the authority that God gives you. Now, what he asks me is, have you become what God have given you the authority to become? Instead of me fantasizing and saying, you know, like we said, Jesus, do this in thy name. But now he gave us the power and the authority to use that name. So the question is, have you reached that position? Have you reached the what God have given you the authority to become? You understand what I'm saying now? So so I'm looking at this 666, and today it's a imagery. It's a authority. It's a power. You hear a lot of riches. You understand? Are you walking where God will answer your prayer as far as money? Can he trust you if he give you $50 million? You see what I'm saying? Do you know that for yourself? I'm talking about where 666 is, because these sixes represent, you know, authority. I think power is one, and I think money is another one. You see what I'm saying? I'm not sure about that, but I believe. So can you, as a believer, as God's child, deal with where God can take you. Instead of just talking and telling others and talking as though you are this or that, by using the word, can you actually stand where God will use you? You understand? I kind of figure, Bishop, this is why there are few healings today. Organs replays and eyesights are open randomly at the name of Jesus. I think this is what we're talking about, because this imagery is taking over in our midst. Is God really being glorified? When we testify, is he really being glorified? Are we speaking what we know? You understand? Testifying what we know. Are we testifying, you understand, to the glory of God? What would we have in mind? So that's what I'm looking at. I said, look here, I said, God done did it to him too. You see what I'm saying? And it's true. It's true. You have different Bibles today, different ideas about the books, you understand? And we are to study to see that guy who wrote that book is right, you see. In the Bible, I think it was it Thessalonians, and also the Colossians. See, they heard the apostle teach, and man, they ran home. They couldn't wait to get home, to go home and search the book, you see, to see was he telling the truth, you see. And they marveled greatly when they found out that Paul was preaching the truth. So that's what I'm looking at today. I'm not saying that folks are wrong. I'm not saying that a preacher asked me the other day, how did I do when they preach? He says, did I do well? Or what do you? I said, no, I ain't the one. I said, I didn't hire you. I said, furthermore, I didn't save you.
Okay.
You see? I said, you got to know this for yourself. You got to talk to your father. You got to respond to him. You see what I'm saying? You got to humble yourself just like me. I don't want you looking at me like that. You see what I'm saying? I said, because, listen, my time is coming up soon. You see what I'm saying? So this is what I'm looking at, Bishop. I was just marveling at Brother Hesterday. I said, you know what? I didn't want to sign like that, but I do get kind of silly sometimes. I said, wow, God done did it to him too. You see? You got to follow Jesus for yourself. You got to know that he's near. You see what I'm saying? When he's inside of you, it ain't so much what he can do. Are you the guy that will ask him things that's unquestionable things? Because he don't come now, do you at any moment say, you know what, I got to go and do this here for myself? You get what I'm saying? Because
yes,
we break down sometimes, we imagine sometimes, but we come into the time to know that he coming for us, amen. So don't bite your tongue. Yeah, he coming for you. So you just walk where you ought to walk. So that's what I want to say.
All right, very good. As always, amen. We want let's press one on your phone, amen. We don't want to leave nobody out. Amen. We're talking about 666. We're talking about, amen, the enemy. What did it mean today? Where you think he might be coming? Amen. And how you feel. There's always going to be problems. Amen. And the devil right there. Amen. Problem number two come up. Then number five back there hollering, at, what y'all doing? Hold up the line. Amen. I got to get up there and talk with him. I got to get up there. There's always going to be a situation. Amen. But that does not mean, amen, calling to Job and Paul and many of those that you can look around. The old mother coming to church, she sat back there. She stood up front. She might not preach or sing, but she's right there all the time shaking your hand. Amen. And the brother over there, he might not be what you think he is, but he's there all the time. Amen. So the enemy give us a picture. He try to paint a picture of salvation according to Hollywood, according to what he think it should be. But according to God, amen, those that hold out and endure and have the victory, amen, the saints of God, we have the victory. Regardless, the church is still there. That building and those that are coming in, still worshiping, still worshiping. All right, the economy, he's fighting the economy. He's fighting, amen, he's fighting in areas of money and popularity and health, amen. That's what he's dealing with, amen. Many other things, families and young people, amen. We can see spiritually, but we can all step in and pray, amen. God, fight the battle. All right, press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. We don't want to get too far out. Amen. Looks like we're always running out of time, but amen. You can call a friend and tell a friend. Later on, you can go online. Amen. Go to www.jciministries.org. Or you can go to Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth, and you can have Bible studies. And you can have someone you know that don't have a cell phone, you'd have them to, amen, listen to the different programs. I thank God, amen, we'll be on public radio after a while. Amen, thank God for your prayers, and we're putting all these programs be out there. Amen, if it wasn't for you and your prayers, amen, let you know whatever God has put on your heart and mind to do, to visualize, to be a part of the battle to build a Christian family, do what you can. Do your part. If it's by telephone, by writing letters, amen, do the best you can. Do the best you can. Amen. And keep that vision, amen, of striving forward with God. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We're working around. We always like to have prayer afterwards, but we still can take 2 more callers. Amen. Just press 1 on your phone, and we'll put you in. Amen. What would we be discussing? What does 666 mean for today? You can ask anybody on the street. Anybody, they don't go to church, but the enemy has his little, amen, study out there. He has his little underground thoughts and teaching out there. So ask anybody on the street. You see an enormous amount of tattoos that are coming up, tattoos here and tattoos here on the bodies. Amen. And those people can still come to Christ. They can still come to Christ. Amen. They can, the Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. Amen. The enemy may have you out there. Amen. And you might not think it's of God. They'll say, oh, this is of God. This is of God. Yes, but it is of your son, his son, Jesus Christ, would accept you. All right, we're at area code 305 again, 4271. Yes, sir.
Bishop, you know, I'm sure you noticed how the devil is always bringing up something before you. Matter of fact, the scripture teaches us to redeem the time. Don't it do so? And he's always bringing up some stuff you ain't really concerned about. But somehow he has a way of thinking that he's worthy of your company. You see what I'm saying? And all the time he's trying to mislead you. So this is what this thing is doing today. You see, younger folks are telling you this, they believe this, they hear the scripture being read, and then they say, you know what? What if the Lord didn't want it like that? Now, see, Satan is crafty. So that's what I want to say. This is what this attitude thing. Perhaps you can do this. Perhaps it's always he try to put in your mind. Perhaps if you accept the gay a lifestyle. God will forgive you and all this kind of stuff. So this what you have to do is stick with Jesus and what he said. Let him be your leader and your in the spirit, the right, true spirit. I heard you talk about that, which is very important. Get the true spirit, because there are phonies now that sound similar, you see. Get the right one. Pray and tell God he will do it. He promised he'll do it. Pray until he touch it. Till he renew your strength. Pray until you start feeling jittery like you used to. You get what I'm saying? God ain't no play with it. So this is what I'm looking at, Bishop.
All right. Very good. For those that coming into Christ, God, amen. When you become godly, sorry, what you used to do, amen. You cannot take the same lifestyle, amen, and come on in with Christ. All right, 954-4427.
Bishop, I just wanted to say, you were talking about Eve being deceived. You know, Paul had that same thing in Galatians. And after he was stoned, he went back down on the same corner, and he spoke to the preached to the Galatians again and told them, say, who behooved you with such elegant voice and everything that you will believe another gospel other than the one I preached to you? He said, because when I preached the gospel to you, he said, had it been possible, you would have plucked your own eye out and gave it to me. I mean, Paul was standing before them a mess, but he preached the gospel and they received it. Now, later on, he was telling them, now who came along with such an elegant voice that you would believe another gospel other than the one that I preached to you and that you received from me? So when it comes to this communication and the enemy knowing the word and communication, you got to know that only the word of God can stand against the enemy, because he knows just as much word as we do. So you always got to stand on the word of God. That's the only thing that you can use against the enemy. It's the only word that has power.
All right. Very good. You hit a point there. I felt that first call, that jittering. I felt something here, because those that are out there living another lifestyle and feel that they can continue with God, have they heard the real gospel? That's that's something we got to dwell on one time. We heard the real gospel, amen. We heard God will forgive you if you stop doing this, amen. If you do this and do this, amen. So maybe they haven't heard the real gospel. Maybe they have not heard the real gospel. All right. Very good. That hit that point there. All right. I tell you what. Let us go on into prayer now. Let's go on into prayer. Amen. We're going to pray for those that say they heard the real gospel and those that are babes that are being trying to be deceived. All right, go right ahead, 954-4427.
Father God, help us to sift through all the noise and the voices and that come in today's with all the noise and communication. Help us to sift through that we can hear your voice, Lord God, that we will read your word and meditate on your word, that it, Father God, the truth, will prevail through all the noise that we hear, and that your word, Father God, would guide us in this life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. We're at 305-4271, 305. Yes, sir.
We thank you, Lord, for what we heard tonight. Thank you for blessing us one more time. Thank you for giving our sins. And, oh, God, making things happen for us. And we trust you, and that's what we want to pray for tonight, to help all of us to trust and trust one another. Oh, Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. And we believe and we know that the time is not as long as it used to be. So we ask, amen, faithfully, our brothers and sisters, that we would stand in these last days. And, oh, God, that we would hear your voice and stand up for you. And, Oh, Jesus, serve you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask these things. Amen.
Now, Father, we thank you. You say where two or three touch and agree, what is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. God, we agree right now for healing, for deliverance, oh God, for power, oh God, on high, to bless these callers. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you. Till next time.